This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. We are live tonight, coming to you from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, let me put that where you guys can hear that. Let's try that again. Okay, let's try that one more time. Let's take that down a little bit. This is the drama that is live radio. The full drama. You asked for it.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Now, for everybody that is not familiar with them, on my YouTube channel, I'm going to be putting a video up about them. I'm doing it right now. It's called Boyd's Gun Stocks Ergonomic Excellence. The channel is Lock and Load Radio 1. Go give it a look. While you're there, thumbs up, subscribe. No, I'm just not going to that. This is radio. Let's do something else. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The skirmish between the Republicans in the House and the DOJ / FBI continues. And the Bureau released a statement today saying they had grave concerns about the House Intelligence Committee releasing a damning FISA memo that alleges grave abuses, citing omissions that could impact its accuracy. And that's tough, FBI. You guys were weaponized and you went along with it. Your boss at the time, James Comey, went along with it. Mueller, who was the boss there for a while, he went along with it. So, yeah, there's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be a cleaning. From the Hill, we get this. In a rare public statement on Wednesday, the FBI said it has grave concerns about a Republican-crafted memo alleging corrosive abuse of United States surveillance powers by the Justice Department that is expected to be released in the coming days. With regard to the House Intelligence Committee's memorandum, the FBI was provided a limited opportunity to review this memo the day before the committee voted to release it. As expressed during our initial review, we have grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. Tough. Sorry about that. This is the way this works. The government oversees the FBI and the DOJ and all of the alphabet organizations out there. You do answer to somebody. The government, you answer to the Congress. Congress answers to us. Some of us are demanding these answers. Now, the White House is going to put it through a multi-agency review process to ensure its release will not jeopardize national security. Chief of Staff John Kelly said today that the White House plans to release the memo soon. It will be released here pretty quick, I think, and then the whole world can see it. The president wants everything out there so the American people can make up their own minds. Guess what, Democrats? Welcome to your own private Armageddon. Because you were the ones who put this in motion. Some of the lawmakers that have seen it, they're saying the abuses are so bad, they echo actions of the Soviet KGB, with the added warning that changes could come to the FBI as a consequence. They do need to come to the FBI. You need to go in there. I don't know how it works nowadays, but I used to hear that when a sheriff was elected, that he would go in there, and no matter how long the command deputies had been there and the various members of the staff, that the sheriff would clean house and put his own people in there. And that's what Trump needs to do. He needs to give it to Kelly. He needs to let Kelly do it because Kelly would be the perfect guy to do it. Let him go out there and pick the people. Let him approve them. Let Penn, you know, let the vice president look in on it. And, you know, we need to start there. The House has repeated the notion that they were not allowed, or the FBI, rather, has repeated the notion they were not allowed to review it prior to the House Intelligence Committee's vote. And they have read the memo. Director Wray reviewed it on Sunday. They have all the documents. And if they were so worried about national security, why were portions leaked to the New York Times a day after Wray looked at it? The preeminent guy in the United States is the president. The president wants the memo released. We want the president to release the memo. So they voted on it January the 29th. Trump has 5 days to decide whether to block its release or not. So that means sometime in the next 3 days. Yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein and FBI Director Wray made a last-ditch effort to lobby the Trump White House to block the memo's release. But the FBI looked at it, and there's no factual inaccuracies. And maybe that's why Wray didn't say very much. And they're talking about the dangers of the publicly releasing this and everything, alleging abuses, according to the people briefed. And shortly after the HIC voted to make the document public, Rosenstein warned Kelly that the four-page memo prepared by the House Republicans could jeopardize classified information and implored the president to reconsider his support for making it public. Why didn't you know who you want to know who jeopardized classified information? The one you wanted to be president. That's who jeopardized. And we know it. Your predecessors knew it. Comey knew it. Your guys sending the texts all over the place that got deleted, they knew it. You know, the thing about these guys in these positions, they cannot fathom that every gravy train comes to the end of the trail. And sometimes those gravy trains crash when they come to the end of the trail, and they have hitched up to the one that's out of control. When you take law is supposed to be impartial, it's supposed to be blind. It's supposed to be there to serve the public. It is not there to serve an agenda. That's why the Lady of Justice holds a scale and she's blindfolded. Unless, of course, you decide you're going to shift the scale somehow. But the Lady of Justice, and who does the FBI represent? They're supposed to be the top cops here in the United States on the federal level. Top law enforcement, not intelligence, not any of this other stuff. But if they wanted to go after somebody, they should have gone after Hillary Clinton. They should have gone after Huma Abedin. And who's the other one? Stephanie Mills, I think it is. They should have gone after those three who knew about the server. They did know about the server. They should, and you know, what about uranium? What about Uranium One? What about that? Why is it that we're now, only now, that you're about to look really, really bad? And this is all pointed at you Democrats, okay? You guys are going to look so bad that you can't imagine what it's going to cause you. I thought you were going to take a bloodbath in 2018. I don't even. Has there ever been a. What's the lowest we could actually say that they're actually represented in? Because all of you were in on it. Schumer, Clinton, Pelosi, all of you were in on it. You want to turn. You want the borders open, and you want to be able to play the game, break the law. The law is just a suggestion to you, isn't it? Yeah. The law is a law. I have to live with it. You have to live with it. And guess what? If I have to live with it, you're definitely going to live with it. So get ready. Whatever you need to pucker up, work on it, because it's coming. It is coming as surely as the morning sun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Ah.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The antidote to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Y'all hang on just a second here and let me look at something. It's saying that I just posted a video and they're saying that there's no sound to the video. Hmm. That isn't right. There is no sound to the video. So that means I get to take that down. Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. Listen, people, never get into media. You just don't want to do that. Trust me on that one. Trust me on that one. Oh, well. It was startling to me looking at the way the Democrats were behaving during the State of the Union. They were quite sophomoric in their little setup there, weren't they? There we go. We're going to get rid of that right now. There you go. And it's out of there. Or at least it wasn't really alarming, but it was very difficult to imagine a more galling demonstration of incivility than the Democrats in the room for Trump's State of the Union speech. They were scowling, they were frowning, they sat on their hands. They could hardly be bothered to acknowledge the heroes in the audience. Luis Gutierrez walked out. The Democrats brought illegal immigrants. Trump invited actual paragons of American character and the families of victims of illegal immigrant crimes, as well as a victim of North Korea. It was like watching the anti-Semites in the UN stomp out of the room when Benjamin Netanyahu speaks. So how is it any different? Our Democrats behave exactly like the most racist, intolerant people on the planet. And in their own capital, they behave like they accuse us of being. They loathe the tax reform that has kickstarted the economy because you've actually been given control of your money. They loathe that. Loathe it. Absolutely loathe it all. And they can't really come to terms with that. They can't come to terms with the fact that you're in charge of yourselves again. They abhor the return of American manufacturing and the bonuses that so many of you have been gotten from places where you work. It wasn't that long ago that Obama essentially swore that those jobs were never coming back. Billionaire Pelosi calls these bonuses crumbs. The left hates our military. They hate the notion of national security. And like Obama, they cannot abide the unfair advantages they see it of American might, American success, and American freedom, which they are always trying to impede, to restrict, to regulate, and to tax. They have been doing their level best to turn the United States into Venezuela for two generations. Progressivism is socialism, and Venezuela is how it ends. So how and why have the leftists among us become so anti-American? So contemptuous of the Constitution and the founders and American heroism? When did they get to be so rude? They hate Trump so much they have regressed to being playground bullies, a gang of hard little toddlers. They seem to have one issue and one issue only. The prioritization of illegal immigrants. That's all they've got, and for some reason they think it's a winning issue, that it will drive their base to take back the House and maybe even the Senate this year. They're so blinded by the light of their own self-regard, they think that it is a turnout cause for most Americans who are suffering under the onslaught of illegals in their communities. Congressman Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, kept an empty seat to honor a deported illegal from his district, a district in which many thousands have died from opioid overdose. Tucker Carlson asked him why he would want to make his defense of illegals a cause and not the deaths of so many Americans, and he didn't have an answer for that one. But this much is clear. The Democratic Party is today the party of illegal immigration. That is their core constituency. That is who they represent over and above Americans who vote for them. I didn't watch it, so I didn't get to see how shockingly disrespectful they were. But do they think their bad manners will endear them to the American people, most of whom have been taught basic manners and probably agree with nearly every word Trump spoke that night, last night? Do they think that refusing to stand for heroes and victims that Trump profiled will win over new voters? The parents of two African-American girls killed by MS-13 gang thugs were present, and Trump recognized them. The Democrats would not even look at them. They didn't even stand for them. The members of the Black Caucus in attendance did not even stand when he touted the lowest black unemployment ever recorded. They cannot even celebrate good news for their own people who suffered terribly under Obama. And they're the ones that claimed them. They're the ones that wanted to segregate them. These are my people. These are your people. They're the ones that wanted to do that. They talk all the time about the basics of common sense, and yet they lack all basics of common sense. They like high taxes, redistribution of wealth, open borders, the erasure of gender, the primacy of skin color, the dumbing down of education across the board. That's what they promote. That's what they're selling. And that's why they're desperate for illegal immigration, amnesty for millions, and chain migration. They cannot remain in power if they do not massively increase the dependent class that they themselves created by design. And guess what? Some of the dependents out there found out how much more free it is to take care of themselves, and now they got to go outside to look for this. It does go without saying that a lot of these immigrants, illegal or otherwise, are probably very hard-working, fine people who could be assets to our civil society, but a whole bunch of them are not. The criminal element among them is too much to bear, and that's why legal immigration and immigration laws exist. The fact that the Democrats in Congress loathe Trump more than they love their country or the American people is a tragedy, because if he's in for 8 years, it's still temporary. There will come another day. And if they're so ill-mannered not to realize that, that's going to be a problem. One thing that does come through is love of country, and it is very clear that Trump loves the country and all of its people. And that was the message that they were protesting that night, last night. Oh, so loud and clear. Hope you enjoy that which you have picked. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Well, this is Lock and Load. Yeah. My best friend, yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's are put there. They have something for everybody. It's designed to give you that ergonomic edge. And one of the ways that a lot of people are saving a lot of money nowadays when they build a gun is on the stock. Where the stock used to be almost something that an artisan put together, now it's just become an afterthought in a lot of cases. Not so at Boyd's. That ergonomic artistry is still there. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm not going to cry while I'm trashing this. Right before the show, I was working up the video that I shot a lot of it at SHOT Show, and this is about Boyd's. And, I mean, Boyd's is a very big sponsor of mine now, and I had so much fun. I had fun with Dustin. I had fun with Richard. I had fun with all of those guys. And I just posted a video that had no audio, which makes it a silent picture. So that had to come down, and guess what? Right after the show, back to the drawing board. In his Gettysburg address, Lincoln reminded Americans that they were uniquely privileged to have a new birth of freedom that was contingent on government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that was then. What about now? Every week brings a new revelation and details about a cabal in the federal government whose actions border on conspiracy. The evidence suggests that specific high-level officials in the Justice Department and the FBI colluded together to violate the law in unprecedented ways for the only purpose of subverting the will of the people both before and after the 2016 election. And we now find ourselves at a defining moment. Will there be a restoration of the rule of law, or will Washington's elite continue to give cover and a pass to fellow members of the ruling class, in the sense used by Angelo Codevilla? The question, is there sufficient decency and courage in the midst of the Washingtonian swamp to compel the pursuit of justice wherever in the ruling class it leads, and then to prosecute the lawbreakers, whoever they are? Now, you have to understand that when you give a pass, or worse, you give multiple successive passes to lawbreakers, you not only protect those who violated the law, but you empower and encourage other would-be lawbreakers to do the same or worse. Second, when laws are not enforced, they cease to have a meaning, and that's when your nation finds itself in a slippery slope of arbitrary and very subjective rule and cronyism, which ends in ruin. Like having no borders, or the hollowing out of protections in the Bill of Rights, and the politicization of the government agencies, to name a few things, just a few things that might come from that. If you want to worry about the importance of the rule of law, you can look back to Moses in the 13th century B.C., and later the ancient philosopher Aristotle and the Roman political theorist Cicero. In the Middle Ages, the Magna Carta was drafted in England in 1215 A.D. to force the king and all future sovereigns and magistrates to live and rule under the law. Those foundational roots would be carried into the U.S. Constitution, which was given shape by the Bible and the greatest philosophic minds, both political and legal. In 1644, Samuel Rutherford published the Law on the Prince, refuting the theory of the divine right of kings. He argued that if the king violated the law of nature, he should be deposed and punished as a criminal. John Locke's father was a close acquaintance of Rutherford and was a member of the Puritan forces that fought against King Charles I. The impression and inspiration provided by Rutherford no doubt influenced young John Locke, who would later write the Second Treatise of Government in 1690. And while Locke is generally considered to be a chief source in the drafting of the U.S. Constitution, the founders actually cited Oxford legal scholar William Blackstone twice as often as they cited Locke. In fact, Blackstone's four-volume Commentaries on the Laws of England, published in 1765, became more of a sensation in the American colonies than in England, ironically giving justification for the American colonists to revolt against King George. Prior to the Revolutionary War, more copies of Blackstone's were sold in America than in England, which had three times as many inhabitants. America's founders were also deeply influenced by French political philosopher Baron Charles de Montesquieu, The Spirit of the Laws made the unique contribution of the doctrine of separation of power, which explained that liberty is best protected when government distributes executive, legislative, and judicial power among three branches of government, so no one branch can exercise too much power and control the other branches, and so that corruption and the abuse of power is checked. Now, the U.S. Constitution was drafted in less than 4 months by 42 delegates in the heat of a Philadelphia summer in 1787, and that by itself is a miracle. A testimony to the hand of providence on the debate between desperate contributors from 12 of the 13 original states and on guiding the drafting of what would become the most profound blueprint for successful democracy that this world has ever known. We are unique in human history because we're the only nation founded solely on a moral idea and principles and a noble vision of our potential for good and also a recognition of our sinful propensities for selfishness and abuse of power. We were founded in revolution against oppression, and then we were tested and forged and reaffirmed by bloody sacrifice and civil war and successive foreign wars right up to today that were fought to uphold the cause of freedom and its attendant rights and duties, inexorably tied to natural and civil law. And if we give a pass to this cabal of lawbreakers in today's ruling class, we betray our heritage, and we betray those ideals and that vision, and we betray the blood of so many people that died to get us here. this kind of lawbreaking, the attempt to subvert the will of the American people in the 2016 election and its aftermath. This is the highest crime and misdemeanor and is very near treason. So what should we do? We need to be bold. That boldness is needed, and there is simply no more important or cathartic action to take to restore faith in our system. We have to have equality before the law. We need to rein in cronyism. We ain't got to get rid of double standards. Then the indictment and prosecution of high crime and misdemeanor lawbreakers, irrespective of their position or party affiliation, from the previous administration or in government today. No holds barred. We need to go after key figures in the Clinton political crime syndicate and their protectors, which would include those involved in weaponizing the U.S. government and the little alphabet agencies to conduct unmasking and surveillance operations against citizens in violation of the sacred Fourth Amendment. If we fail to hold these ruling class lawbreakers accountable, well, I mean, that's not even an option. We have to. We have to do this. And if we don't, the next stage of ruin on that slippery slope we've been on looks more like the police state than a country club. Because just look around you and see what they tried to put in place. Go on a college campus and say, I don't like, or just go on a college campus and say, there's only two genders. See where that gets you. See where that gets you. There's a whole bunch of things you could say, but that's one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out. This is something that will revitalize that cherished rifle of yours. You know, these guns are designed to be durable goods, but the stock does deteriorate on most rifles, and this is the rejuvenation of that rifle. Go check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. The other day on Town Hall, I believe it was, Victor Davis Hanson wrote an article called Hillary's Sure Victory Explains Most Everything. That makes some really interesting points, perhaps more than he even realized. He posits that had Pence suit won, all those involved in the lax and almost farcical investigation into her alleged crimes would have most likely received rewards. President Hillary Clinton would be exempt from all further criminal exposure. AG Loretta Lynch was going to continue as Clinton's attorney general. Andrew McCabe's not loaded for bear investigation was a good argument for promotion. DOJ Bruce Orr assumed empowering of the Clinton-funded dossier would pay dividends. FBI investigator Peter Strzok's election cycle machinations were good investments. Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and the others who unmasked names were playing careerist odds. FBI Director James Comey, a tragic farce, might have been appointed CIA director. Barack Obama lied on national TV very carelessly and publicly. Now, Hanson might not have realized that there is another side of the coin because Trump won and the investigation of what these people may have done has begun. And this is where you say we have crossed the Rubicon. There is no turning back. The battle lines have been drawn. If the Republicans back down and play nice, as has happened so many times in the past, the Republican Party is done, like dinner. So they have to take their investigations as far and as hard as they can go, including serious jail time for any and all wrongdoers. No one can be exempt. The rule of law must be safeguarded, and enforced. Now, if the Republicans do engage in battle, the Democrats can do one of two things. If the alleged crimes are true, they can side with the Republicans, sacrifice a few bad apples, and live to fight another day. But that's not what they do. If past performance is any indication of future action, they will play dirty, no holds barred, hardball. And if they go down defending the indefensible, their party might be over. Sort of like if they're defending illegal immigration. Elections, people, have consequences. I'm not sure anybody saw what was looming on the horizon that first Tuesday of November 2016. Not very sure of that at all. Now then, we live in the time of exportable terrorist scenarios. There was a book called The Eve of Destruction written by P.F. Sloan, and it has a, maybe it's not a book, I think it may, maybe it's a song. Yeah. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. 2018, Western civilization will take a beating at the hands of Islamic terrorists. Last week it began in Kabul, Afghanistan. Once again, the leftist shelter-in-place protocol didn't work out well for at least 19 murdered hotel employees and guests at the heavily guarded luxury Kabul Hotel in Afghanistan, one of the few places in all of Afghanistan considered safe for foreigners. At least four heavily armed terrorists attacked the hotel. It was a customary one-way Islamic terrorist mission. Over the next 12 hours, an abject slaughter took place, ending only with the shooting death of all terrorists. Of note, and listen, I just stayed in a hotel just like this one last week. Gigantic hotel. No guns allowed. And has all of these, well, it might be a little different in a Vegas hotel, but, you know, anyway. What we know, number one, security cameras, too numerous to even count, represented no deterrent at all because it was a one-way mission. Number two, numerous wand wavers likewise failed to even slow down the terrorists. You know, the guards that are carrying just sticks. Number three, uniformed but unarmed security guards failed to impress terrorists also. Number four, tightened security in various other forms and manifestations also demonstrated itself to be mostly irrelevant. Number five, the hostages. They took hostages and they were promised they would not be harmed, were subsequently slaughtered. Number six, those who sheltered in place died. They were either shot to death or burned to death. Number seven, those who unhesitatingly and aggressively escaped any way they could survived. And all of the endlessly repeated leftist lies once again turned out to be just that. You want to know what impressed the terrorists? What impressed the terrorists was precise and accurate gunfire from armed and aggressive combatants and police. Same hotel was attacked in an identical manner in 2011. This time, 21 innocents died. The event was mostly ignored by the Western press, too. What should we be learning from this kind of an attack? The first thing we should be learning is that these kind of deadly attacks are easily exportable to any corner of the world. I just came from one. Number two, the only real deterrent to this kind of terrorist attack is armed and trained police, security personnel, and citizens. At the scene, reacting effectively with precision gunfire, all together now and all at once. And, of course, with leftist cowards in charge, none of that will probably happen. They will always prefer dead victims to living heroes. So, I just broke one of my own rules. I found out when I was there in Vegas that I could have carried a gun in the open. I don't know if, I did not check to see if Nevada respected the South Carolina concealed carry permit. I need to do that too. But, and trust me, if I had, If I had known that they respected the permit, and if I had known, I was under the impression that Las Vegas was in a heightened state due to the Mandalay Bay shooting, so I didn't even attempt to check a gun. I didn't do it. But, the other thing is this. I think SHOT Show is a gun-free zone. I think it's a gun-free zone. So I know law enforcement was there. There was plenty of guns there. There was lots of armed people there. But they were all armed security. And there was a lot of them. There was a lot of them. But what can we do? You can't depend on anybody to protect you. You need to go armed. You need to get trained. You need to be ready and prepared to repel such an attack. And you need to know how to employ lethal force. Now, most people that have a badge can go places everywhere armed. When you're told in, but if you're being placed into a lockdown, run. Get out any way you can. There's been a lot of Christians out there saying they want to learn how to defend themselves. Jews as well, Jewish groups as well. And all of those things begin to fizzle out over time after these events happen from lack of interest. And apparently they're not frightened enough yet. But the unfortunate fact is that they're going to be. They will be. It is going to happen. Coming up next, a featured writer at Amalan, Tom McHale. I met him at SHOT Show. He's going to join us for the first time ever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.